We are joined right now by ABC News' political analyst, Steve Roberts. He's in Washington, D.C., and he hops on board. Steve, good morning. Welcome back. How are you, sir?
Always a pleasure to talk to you.
I love having you on. So the impeachment inquiry, we learned about it, what, I guess, midweek last week, or I guess earlier last week. How much of this right now is looking at this from a legal perspective, and how much of this is political posturing?
Almost nothing is legal.
Okay.
I mean, everybody understands the Republicans don't have the votes. They might not even have enough votes to initiate a full impeachment proceeding, let alone get it through the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
And even some of the most conservative Republicans, Ken Buck of Colorado, who's a charter member of the Freedom Caucus, has said this is a disgrace to the Constitution. There's no smoking gun. But that's not the point. The point is to try to do two things. One is to distract attention from Donald Trump's own legal problems. After all, he's got 91 charges in four different cases. But more importantly, it's an attempt to sort of convey a sense to voters, well, all politicians are corrupt. They all do it. Biden is no more honorable than Donald Trump. And look, the goal here is not to convert Biden voters to Trump voters, because that's not going to happen.
Right.
The goal is to discourage Biden voters. And they're not particularly enthusiastic about Biden anyway. And to sort of, if you can get your opponent's voters to be less enthusiastic, that means they don't talk to their friends. It means they might not give money. And most importantly, it means they might not bother to vote. And if you can get your opponent's supporters to stay home, you've accomplished something very important. You don't need to convert them. You just need to confuse them and to discourage them. And that's what I think is going on here.
We're talking with ABC News political analyst Steve Roberts about the impeachment inquiry into President Biden. Okay, Steve, I think you kind of hit on the main question right there, because my follow-up question was going to be, if this is to discourage voters, then why do it now and not in the election year itself? But this isn't about discouraging votes or voters. This is about discouraging donations, isn't it?
That's part of it, and it's part of a continuum. But this is what the Republicans hope, is that this is just the start of a drumbeat of publicity, a drumbeat of news stories that will carry on, and that they will can. And right now, as I say, let's be honest here. The polls are very clear that both Donald Trump and Joe Biden are unpopular, and they're unpopular in many ways with people in their own party. So this is an attempt to say to Democrats, well, you're right. You know, continue to lose confidence in Biden. And let's remember, there's something very similar happened in 2016 with Donald Trump's incessant attacks on crooked Hillary. It had the effect of discouraging some Democrats. And one of the key facts that people don't remember is that 6% of American voters in 2016 voted for third parties. And many of them were disillusioned Democrats. Some of them were Bernie Sanders supporters. Others just didn't like Hillary. The whole attacks on her integrity were part of that campaign. And that's one of the key reasons Trump won. And one of the key reasons he lost 4 years later was that 6% of voters who voted third party dropped to under 2% 4 years later, because a lot of those voters who didn't bother to vote or voted third party decided that they just couldn't afford four more years of Donald Trump. And that's why the key states of like Wisconsin and Pennsylvania, Michigan flipped from Trump in 16 to Biden in 20. So we have a real history here telling you that these kinds of attacks can be effective.
Okay, but and that's a little bit different, though, Steve. And Steve Roberts from ABC News, he's their political analyst, is our guest. It's a little bit different, though, because if it's Donald Trump doing it in 2016, then that's an outsider saying it. This time, the call's coming from inside the House.
Yeah, sure. There are differences. I mean, there are always differences in politics, and that's a good point. But the larger idea, look, I think one of the best summing up of the coming election was from an analyst at the New York Times named Nate Cohn, who said, this election isn't about who the voters dislike the most. And we know that there are a lot of things that a lot of voters, including a lot of Republicans, dislike about Donald Trump. Biden is harder to dislike. People very few Democrats are jumping up and down and saying Biden's a wonderful president, Biden's inspiring, Biden is commanding. Everybody knows that's not true. But he's a harder target to dislike. He comes across as an amiable and accessible and reasonable person, and that's one of the reasons he beat Trump. So what the Trump forces are looking for are a way to diminish Biden's reputation, a way to get voters, as I say, to discourage and dislike Biden. And that's a hard thing to do. So so that's why they're trying to link him as much as possible to his son, Hunter Biden, who, again, let's be honest, has a long record of very shady business deals. I mean, no one is going to make Hunter Biden, give him the monthly award from the Chamber of Commerce for good business, right? And this is all trying to get to say two phrases as often as possible: Biden crime family and Hunter Biden. And this is all an attempt to say, you know, Biden's not the person you thought he was. Donald Trump, we all know his sins, but Biden has sins too. And just trying to diminish that sense of enthusiasm for Biden, the Democratic ranks, which is already there. And turnout is always critical in every election. It's, you know, everybody focuses on persuasion, but the fact is most elections are determined about which side does a better job of energizing their base.
We got 30 seconds left with Steve Roberts. In that time, I'd like you to spell out kind of the timeline, how long you expect this to drag on.
Well, yeah, I think expect to drag on for a long time. And one of the key factors here is that House Republicans now have new tools to summon evidence. Now that it's an impeachment inquiry, they feel that they have a better leverage to issue subpoenas for Hunter Biden's bank records and probe other dimensions of his business dealing. So I expect this to drag on for a long time because they want this to spill over into the political campaign and get inside voters' heads.
We're just straight about out of time. Steve Roberts, ABC News political analyst. Look, since this is going to drag on for a while, we'll have to get you back on. Great stuff, man. Thanks for hopping on board.
Anytime. And, you know, I'm Lindy Boggs' son-in-law and Cokie Roberts' husband. So talking to voters in Baton Rouge is always important to me.
You just moved up to our top of our list, man. Thank you so much. That's awesome.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye. Steve Roberts. Good stuff, man.